my approach is different. There's sometimes that I wanted the audience to feel like a viewer, and sometimes I wanted the audience to feel like they're the character. So when you walk with her, you know, it was important to me that when you have, when we are Jason, you not only we're the viewer, but we're viewing it with him. And sometimes we're viewing it through him. When we walk down with her, you notice I used dolly and wide shots as she's walking through the building. As we get closer and closer and tighter and tighter, and then when we're really, really down there with the, you know, when with all the tension when she went through the shelter, then I wanted the audience to actually feel that they're with us. So I used over the shoulder, I used point of view. So it depended. I tried playing with the audience as much as possible, and most of it we did plan out, but a lot of it came out as movie magic. You know, you shoot so many setups, and then when you're in the editing room, you have a lot of options, and then you figure out how it worked in the pacing. I actually had the editor, Martin Hunter, the editor of The Shining, parts of it, but he edited Full Metal Jacket for Kubrick. He came in for a week and a half and, you know, touched up the movie and called him the Wolf editor, and he checked